It's the Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are counting down the days till the WPIAL Championships. Tuesday, Wednesday for baseball, Wednesday, Thursday for softball. All 12 title games can be seen only here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network presented by First National Bank. We are a little fired up to get ready and get going in covering these great teams. Two of them from the same school up north, the Neshanic Lancers, will be there in the softball championships trying to win another softball crown. And the baseball team, again, will be there. And their outstanding coach, John Qualero, kind enough to join us. But everyone knows him as Coach Q, so that's how we're going to let him present himself here. Coach, thank you for joining us. Always a pleasure chatting with you, and congratulations on an outstanding season.
We're very ecstatic and humbled that you guys chose us. You know, ton of great teams out there, so we appreciate that first and foremost. And you know, we're excited. It seems like Wednesday is a month away. But we're going to get back after it today. Gave the kids a couple days off, so I appreciate it. And always we'll have time to speak with you, Don.
Oh, I appreciate it. You're definitely – there are so many great guys. And part of what drives me and what I love doing is my relationship with so many great coaches who do go above and beyond in the job that they do and the hours that they put in. When you look at the paycheck they get and the hours put in, it is scary bad how it is, but they do it for, they don't do it for the money. They do it for the love of the kids and so many class acts, and you're right at the top. You have your, you wear your emotions on your sleeve, and you, there's no question about it that the kids are number one in your eyes.
No question. And I think it's a great plug. You know, I have to mention my coaching staff, and I won't get through every one of their names here. I know on time, but when you say about dedication and commitment and, you know, five of them are doing it voluntarily. And so it takes it to another level. And even the guys that are the supplemental contracts, the hours that are put in, you know, Dawn, listen, and I think every program's at this point with the weightlifting and in the fall and everything optional, you're 10 and a half months if you want to do it right, you know, and that's, and we love it. I don't even know when the paycheck comes. When it does come, give it to the wife and say, hey, thanks for putting up with me for being ghost and all the emotions involved. But no, back to that, love the kids. And I think the biggest part of that, we had a meeting, coaching meeting, and we just wanted so badly for them. Yeah. The other night at Pullman Park, I just sat in the dugout and watched them after the final exhausting out. And that's what it's about, you know, and not only the winning part of it is the life lessons throughout and growing emotionally, physically, developing. And I think that's why we all do it.
Yep. No question. Well said. What was your feeling? This was a realignment year, and you guys moved up the ladder from 2A, where you'd been for a while, now up to 3A. Were you expecting, with the talent you'd coming back, to continue that success, or was there a little trepidation in moving up?
So several dynamics changed on my end, and you know, it was a decision that I thought about. I actually called Coach Mike Kirkwood about it. So several factors. One, my job. I teach at Newcastle Area School District, and I've been blessed. They've been tremendous and very cooperative with letting me leave. But you still don't want to take, you know, the least amount of days you have to leave and leave early and leave the kids is critical as far as the teaching aspect. Logistics was a huge part of it. Okay, so I didn't even know where the alignment was going to bring us, but I know it was going to kind of reach out to probably, you know, Flores, Seat, LaSalle, Olsh. You know, we would have had Freedom. We're going to Southside Beaver. And the only local one that was really going to stay was Laurel and possibly Shenango. And the other factor was, you know, we'll get to it in a minute here. The kid that threw in our state championship game, Grant Melder, 8 scoreless innings last year. I didn't know that he would end up having shoulder surgery and was going to be out the entire year. I knew what I had coming back. We were not trying to avoid any double-A teams, or nor did we feel like we were going to go bully and just step up. And we thought 3A was going to be easier because we all knew that wasn't. Once I knew Riverside was there to begin with, people say, you're really crazy for following them, right? So, and then, you know what, Don? I call it the PSAC of high school baseball, our conference this year.
Very good.
Every Monday and Tuesday, if you didn't show up, every single Monday and Tuesday, you found yourself in a bad spot. And you find out really who you are during those, you know, I call them street fights. We were in battles every Monday and Tuesday, and it prepares you for the playoffs. There was some dead area, you know, and just in the conference and in double A at some times, and we had to try to get a 4A school or a 3A school to come in. So, I mean, that's where we're at. Honestly, we all chase the gold. There's no question. Every team growing up in Western Pennsylvania knows what a whippeal is. And that's kind of how, you know, I feel that the final evaluation comes in at the end of the year. Whether you win, lose, it doesn't matter. It's not a successful season unless you get there and win it.
Yep.
Okay. So I knew it was going to be much of a challenge, but I looked at my team and I looked at, you know, the surrounding teams that we wanted to play and compete against. And we made a decision. We haven't looked back since. You know, I didn't look back. Say, oh, what would we be playing? Guess what? We could be playing Sarah Catholic again. You know, who I feel they can compete with the job that Brian Zarenza does. And they can compete with teams in all levels, right?
Sure.
So that's where we're at. But that was the decision. A lot of it was logistics. Plus, hey, final thing was Lawrence County, okay, Elwood City, Shenango, Mohawk, us. We actually tried to get Laurel to come, but they were on the low end. And they unloaded that year to understand Coach DeGennaro was the coach. I called him. I called Larry Kelly because both of us were double A. And it was a 10-second conversation. He said, let's do it. Because I wasn't going to leave without Shenango because we didn't want to lose that rivalry. You know what I mean? So that was a factor, too. And that Larry said, let's do it. And then we jumped. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And in the final eight, the elite eight of 3A, the four teams from your section – we're all there. And then, as it turns out, in fact, Mohawk was our team of the week last week.
Sure.
And as it turns out, two teams from the from Section 1 will be playing for gold next week with you guys and Riverside. You must have great blood pressure medicine because you guys love this time of year, love playing in those nail biters. One run victory in 10 innings in the first round. You beat York by 2-1 in the quarterfinals. You beat Avonworth 2-1 in the semifinals. Anybody who pays to go see Neshanic is going to get their money's worth.
Yeah. So if I look calm on the, you know, I'm really not. Okay. So exhausted by the next day or the bus ride home. You know, going back, James Dotson came up with the stat. I believe 6 out of the last 7 games we played in the playoffs have been in extra innings.
Wow.
So, yeah, the 6 out of 7. And the one that wasn't was the York game. It was, 2-1.
2-1, right.
Well,
let me ask you. I mean, and you guys, this was last year, the same thing.
Yeah.
And you guys keep winning these games. What is it that, I mean, there's got to be tremendous confidence and belief that when you get into those tight situations, late game, tight game, that you guys somehow find a way to get it done.
Well, Don, you know, every time I get on the bus and, you know, say, guys, it's not personal. If you don't think we're going to win today, you know, if you have anything else to do tonight, you're welcome to get off the bus because every game we go into, you have to have that mindset.
Right.
And it's not with arrogance. It's just, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take care of business. We're going to win the game. And no matter how – listen, some there's an error, a bad base running, you know, mistake, maybe a pitcher hit somebody when, you know, to start the inning off. And we just try to stay positive in the dugout. And there are some times where I lose my cool because we go over it daily and it's part of our daily routine. But I think, and again, the staff that I talked about, as a whole, everyone stays positive and tries to keep these 16, 17, or 18-year-old kids believing that no matter what, no matter how bad it is, we're going to win the ball game. And I think a ton of it has to do with preparation, though, Don. You know, that's the biggest, you know, factor in feeling confident when there's a guy first and third and we're going to run our first and third defense or we got an executed suicide squeeze or delay steal. It's the you know, the prep, the practice, and the consistency of that helps in these games. And it, again, the kids, it's the kids have to execute it. So I'm not taking credit, nor my staff. They're executing these things towards the end of the game. And our hashtag for since last year, day after the kids, after that heartbreaking 1-0 loss in the state championship, I get text messages from the kids, coach, when can we start? We need to finish. We need to finish this year. And so every day, every text I send out ends with the finish. You know, we had in capital letters, you got to finish. And we still haven't finished. Don, there's one big one left. So,
indeed. What stood out this past week, back-to-back tight victories, the 2-1 win over York, the 2-1 win over Avonmouth?
Great teams, first of all. I mean, very well coached. It was a grind and battle. Those teams were good. They're both pitchers, all three pitchers. They brought, you know, Avonmouth brought a freshman. That kid's going to be tough to deal with. But back, I just wanted to give them a compliment because it was great playing those guys. Sure. It was very intense, and they did a lot of things that we do, and they executed. But, you know, so it all starts and ends on the mound, right, at any level. And I truly believe it. So, Don, I don't know if you know this, but so Grant Melder, who pitched 8 innings in the state championship scoreless last year, he's thrown in – he's faced 6 batters all year. He's just coming back. We missed him all year, so we didn't have him. And there's a young man by the name of Cam Foy who really developed last summer over in the Class B League in Youngstown for the Astros. He's always had the potential. He finally put it together. He's a young senior, should be a junior. He's only 17, now just turning 18. Wow. I told him I wish I could redshirt him, but we can't. he starts out the season, and, you know, we went outside. We were outside in January. We had that nice stretch of weather on our turf, and he's mowing my guys down. And all of a sudden, I have Melder on the shelf, and he comes to me and says, coach, I got some, you know, issues. So we had him checked out. And did you ever hear of GERD?
No.
Okay. So it's kind of like a situation in the shoulder, no surgery, rehab. So he had an injury there that he had to shut down. Well, he did not throw his first game, first inning until Riverside, the last game there. So he missed 17 games. So I had my top two out of my, you know, I have, look, I say I always have 4 number ones because I love those kids. And they, but, you know, this kid's a low to mid 80s guy with, you know, with some good stuff. So since he's been back, 31 strikeouts, 1 walk.
Wow.
Look, that was a huge part of him, you know, our success. And then, you know, Fry, who couldn't pitch last year or play in the WPL playoffs, has been phenomenal on the mound as well. And then I, you know, this kid I put in situations, my center fielder, he's a sophomore. I threw him in the state championship with the winning run at second last year as a freshman. I threw him against Riverside in that 12 inning game, whatever inning game, as a sophomore. The only games he pitched going into that game versus Riverside in the quarterfinals last year was a JV game. He threw 5 scoreless. So I bring him in again with the bases loaded, the lefty up for Avonworth, who's hit 3 rockets so far, and flip him the ball, say, hey, nowhere to put him. Have fun with it. Dom Cubellis. Dom Cubellis, though, is a phenomenal athlete. He's a he was an all-conference football player this year, first-team all-conference defensive back. So the lights come on, this kid. he kind of, you know, turns it up. But the success, I believe, is we're not scoring runs, right? So the pitching and defense is my take of why we're still alive. And that's just the truth. These guys have they're hitting their spots. They're working ahead. And it came in. Listen, Jacob Walzer, who's 4-0 this year, won some big games for us. I started against Yawk. And I just it was a tight zone, not complaining at all. It was both ways. It was a great strike zone, but it was, you know, a little bit tight. And Jacob was just missing, and I felt like I had to, you know, make a change. He only had one run on the board. It was unearned at that point. So my pitching staff has been phenomenal. We don't have any guys that are going to blow you away, but they've really pounded the zone, pitched to contact, and my defense has been special, and that's why we're in it. So.
You were a longtime assistant of Bob Kirkwood. He steps down. You're the logical choice to take over. You then step down after 2021, but decide to come back.
Yeah, interesting story. So first of all, you know, the analogy was used. You're nuts. You're going to take over after Bill Belichick. You know, you got to be crazy.
You never want to be the man that follows. Yeah. You want to be the man that follows the man that follows the man.
Yeah. You know, the guy, you know, was a very tiny part of it, but once, you know, 5 or 6 Whippeals, 2 states. And by the way, well, I have a chance. He's like a big brother. So I don't usually give him too many compliments, but I am the coach that I am today because I was under that man for so many years. He's special. Saw things that no one else saw. He prepared like no one else prepared, and I was paying attention. And so, you know, that's the reason I believe the program, he built it. He built it from ground zero up, and then my goal was to continue it. So, I, you know, originally I was going to go out with Bob. I wanted him to see. My son was a junior at the time, 2020, and I said, hey, just stay here, coach my son, and I'm going to ride out with you. We're going to, you know, just go on. Hopefully I can watch my son. Well, you know, my son, John Anthony, who's on my coaching staff now, 2020, Bob gets his offer. He can't refuse from a golf course. And that's where he really was headed. He really wanted to go. His daughter is chasing the professional journey, and he wanted to be with her. So, you know, I said, yeah, you got to go.
Sure.
But then, so that, you know, we had 10 seniors that year, really talented team coming back, and Bob left. He didn't leave the cupboard bare, you know. So we go, but play one game, COVID. Right. We won't get into that. That, you know, that was that. So the very first at bat, my son's senior year, he tore his ACL. Very first at bat, the senior year, tore his ACL running down to first. He played all 20 games with the torn ACL. Told Dr. Bradley, we're going to waste non-negotiable. I'm finishing it with play. But, you know, anyways, moving forward, he rehabbed and was going to go play college baseball. And I said, hey, you know, let me go follow. Let me go. It's time for me to be on the other side of the fence. Well, different things happened. The dynamics changed. I had an extra year with his rehab. I had some people internally saying, hey, can you stay? Can you give us one more year? And I thought about it, and this program meant so much to me and still does, that I felt like I wasn't done. And, you know, God put us and all of us in the situation that maybe I'm not done. And I stayed, and then last year happened, and we'll see what happens this year. But that's exactly where we're at, of how I came back. It was about a 2-month retirement. Yeah, listen, I thought I was ready, but you know, when it changed, Don, this is an interesting story. When it really changed, I'm in the press box. We're hosting the semifinals, Newcastle, Montour, or Blackhawk. I can't remember. And Shenango. And
it was Newcastle, Montour. Yeah.
Montour, right. And I'm up there, and I'm in the press box actually playing the music and doing some stuff up there. And I saw.
I was up there.
You were up there. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you were. And I saw those kids. And they celebrating on our field and the atmosphere of Lawrence County, which I was thrilled about. We have a great relationship. Yeah, I've never seen – in that night, because Billy Cook was a college teammate of mine, and I saw him, and I just saw the joy in him. And you know, Coach Larry Kelly, who's a friend of mine as well, I'm like, man, let's go see if we can do this again. And I, that was the deciding factor. I talked to my administration. I said, is it too late? And they said, no. And so we're here's where, you know, we're, that's where we're at today.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And there's a lot of Lancer fans that are thrilled that you did. Me as a neutral party, really appreciate what this program has done under Coach Kirkwood for so long under you guys. It's amazing how much success that this program has had. That being said, let's talk about those uniform pants, shall we?
Sure. So
I'm not, I told you before we started, not a big fan.
No, truth be told, the kids are done with them. They were nice. I believe it's been every 5 years, I think, is uniform. So I think we, right after 2000, it's 2017 for the first year. So we're going on, 6, 7 years with them. And that usually doesn't happen. So I passed up the last chance, opportunity to get them, because this is the truth. Every uniform that I have up in that press box, we won a championship with. Okay. So since, and I've been here with under Mike for a long time. So there's probably five different sets of uniforms in the press box, some in storage. And I didn't feel comfortable. And I don't know how long it's going to be, but we're not changing those uniforms till we win at least a Whipple. So they're going to have, I did give them a second option on the shirts, on the jerseys. We get a sublimated jerseys each year, but the pants are staying. So we'll see how bad they want new white pants.
I got to be neutral, but man, now I want to root for you guys just so you get rid of those pants.
As long as I'm here, anyways, they're going to stay. Yeah.
Let's talk about your championship foe. You obviously know them well. You faced them already twice. What a season that the Riverside Panthers are having.
No one's ever going to do again what Coach O's doing. I mean, God bless him. Yep. You know, tons of respect for what he has done for the game of baseball, high school. And I watched his interview last week. I don't know who, I can't remember where it was, but it was phenomenal. And so just utmost respect for him, his assistant, Coach Danny Brown, who was on a couple state championship teams, and I have become close friends. We haven't talked here in the last couple of days, but look, what else? You 20-0. The winningest coach in the history of WPL, the Riverside Panthers, Neshant. The last time we played in a WPL championship was 2016. 9 innings, walk off, 1-0, play at the plate. Riverside beat us. Still have that sting. And so, you know, how can you not get up for this one? Yep. You know, I mean, they're just – they do everything well. If you make a mistake, you're paying in all facets. And they have a – they have a college pitching staff. They have a collegiate pitching staff. And, you know, I mean, it's amazing. 3-4 deep who they have.
Wow.
You know, and I love my staff as well, right? But it's the truth. It's you don't know who you're going to get. And whoever you're going to get, you better be ready to compete, because they will, you know, come at you. And if you're not ready to compete, it could be a very bad situation, a quick situation, maybe 70, 75 pitch outing and you're home. So – yeah. We know what we're in for.
Wednesday, 4:00 at Wild Things Park. It's become a home away from home, for a long home away from home for the Neshannock Lancers over the years.
We don't mind the drive.
That's right. It's a fun trip down. Hopefully, a celebratory trip home
For the kids. I do. Honestly, I've been blessed to, as a very tiny part of it, be able to experience, you know, 6 times, including the state championships, the escort, police escort ride home. You know, that's what every kid dreams about. There's kids that actually were on our team now. That were standing in 2015, the last time we won the Whipple in the state, on the side of the road, on Mitchell Road, and now they're putting themselves in that spot to have an opportunity. And I think that's what it's all about.
Yep.
You know, I always tell my kid, my coaches, when this happens, if it ever happens, sit back and watch. And then all the countless hours, the frustration, the sweat equity, when it's being cashed in, it's about that moment, that whether it's 30 seconds, 1 minute, that dog pile. And, you know, and that's the ultimate really goal every year for us.
We could go on for another half hour. I mean, it's such a treat talking to you, listening to you. You know, the vast baseball knowledge that you have accrued over the years, nothing but a benefit to the sport, to the game, to high school athletics, and a proud member of the Lawrence County Sports Hall of Fame. Well deserved, my friend.
Well, you know, hey, listen, I always say they got the wrong guy there too. My dad was a much better baseball player than me. I had actually professional options, but so I appreciate it. Very humbled by it in the words and always great speaking to you. I'll go back to the first time I really met you and whatever that year was, maybe 2012 or 13, when your son threw that gem and he got us at Burkett Field. I'll never forget that. But it was a silver lining is our relationship from that.
Yes.
Dawn, no, so
no question. John, appreciate it. Wish you nothing but the best on Wednesday and in the PIAA playoffs as well. Congrats on the great season and good luck, my friend.
Thank you so much. Truly appreciate it.
All right. John Quilero, Coach Q of the Neshanic Lancers, our WPIL team of the week. They're going to have their hands full, but, you know, as you heard Coach talk about, they know it, and they're a very good team too. And one thing you can count on, this will be a close game because that's what Neshanic does. They do close games, and they usually win those close games. So pretty amazing. Let's talk about we did the 6A, 5A, and 4A quarterfinals, semifinals from last week and promoting the championship and consolation games in our player of the week podcast, Evan Holwinski of Bethel Park. So now 3A, 2A, and Class A, we've sort of touched on one half of the bracket in 3A, Neshanic, defeating Yawk 2-1 in the quarterfinals. And then Andrew Fry, 6 2/3, 1 run, 6 hits in the semifinal, a 2-1 victory over Avonworth, which some would consider a little bit of an upset, 6-2 as far as the seeds are concerned. Nate Ryan, by the way, 2 hits for the Lancers in that victory over the Antelopes. Avonworth had defeated Shenango impressively too, 9-2 in the quarterfinals. On the other side of the bracket, Riverside. What a phenomenal season Coach Oleastro and the Panthers have had. They beat Freeport in the quarterfinals, 9-1. At the same time, East Allegheny was ending the season for Mohawk. EA with a 5-4 victory, setting up Panthers and Wildcats, a cat fight in the semifinals. Riverside prevails by a final score of 11-2. They have been lights out. They have now outscored their opponents in 3 playoff games by a total of 29-3. Wow. They are that good. Drake Fox, single, double, 5 RBI to lead the way for the Panthers. Mitch Garvin, 3 RBIs for undefeated Riverside. So Riverside against Neshanic, third meeting of the year, 4-3. Riverside beat Neshanic in the first game, 12-4. Panthers over the Lancers in their second meeting. Third meeting comes Wednesday, 4 o'clock at Wild Things Park. Both East Allegheny and Avonworth, the semifinal losers, are headed to the PIAA state playoffs. Who will be 3, who will be 4? That'll be settled in the consolation game at Ross Memorial Field. That's the W&J Sports Complex right next to Wild Things Park in Washington. East Allegheny, Avonworth, Tuesday, 4:30 in their consolation game. But again, both teams have qualified. All right, to 2A, where 1-2 prevail to the finals. Top seed, Sarah Catholic, after a first-round bye, they defeated Our Lady of the Sacred Heart in the quarterfinals. And then whitewashed Burgettstown in the semifinals, 10-0. Burgettstown had defeated Southside 6-1 to reach it the Final Four. But Sarah Catholic, the defending champs, back into the finals. Tyler Skaggs in that semifinal victory over Burgettstown, 5 innings pitched, 2 hits. He also had 2 hits and 3 RBI, the winning pitcher. Isaiah Petty, 2 hits for the Eagles. They'll face a familiar foe, the Seton LaSalle Rebels, the 2 seed after a first-round bye. Seton LaSalle in the quarterfinals defeats Riverview 6-3, had to come back from behind to do so. They then shut out New Brighton 2-0 in the semifinals. New Brighton had defeated Ligonier Valley in the quarterfinals 5-2. Brian Reed, the winning pitcher for the Rebels, 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts. Cole Starrett with a hit and an RBI for Seton LaSalle. So Sarah Catholic versus Seton LaSalle, 1-2. That will be the lid lifter to Championship Week in Baseball, Tuesday, 1 o'clock at Wild Things Park. The consolation game is also Tuesday. This is for a state playoff berth. Top 3 teams in 2A make it to the PIAA postseason. Burgettstown against New Brighton. Winner goes to the States, loser goes home. Tuesday at Ross Memorial, WNJ, at 2 p.m. Finally, Class A, a bracket sort of like 4A that I'm not sure too many people were predicting number 5 versus number 6 in the finals, but that's what we get, California and Bishop Canevin. California in the quarterfinals met the team that they tied for the section championship with, Carmichael's, and they blank the Mighty Mikes 3-0. Meanwhile, in the other quarterfinal game on that side of the bracket, top seed Union taking care of business 7-2 over Sewickley Academy. Semifinals, though, an eyebrow raiser. California 9, Union 6, ending the Scotties' 2-year run atop Class A. Caden Weston, outstanding week. 2-for-3, 3 RBI. He also was 2-for-3 with a couple RBIs in the victory over Carmichael's. Chase Chiquito with a 2-run double in the 7th inning to put California ahead to stay. Trojans 9, Scotties 6. Other side of the bracket, Bishop Canevin defeated Leechburg in the quarterfinals 4-1, while Rochester was knocking off number 2 seed Eden Christian Academy by a score of 9-4. So it was 6-7 and 6 wins. Bishop Canevin 9, Rochester 4 in the semifinals. Tyler Maddox, 5 1/3 innings pitched, no hits when he left, 15 strikeouts. Kellen Andrusik and Aiden Duden with 3 hits each for the winning Crusaders. So Bishop Canevin against California Wednesday, 1 o'clock, getting the second championship day going at Wild Things Park. Consolation game again for a state playoff berth. Winner into the state postseason, loser goes home. It'll be Union against Rochester at Ross Memorial Tuesday at 7 p.m. So that's a little prime time for the Scotties and the Rams. So there you have it, the 3A, 2A, and Class A update with the championship field set. Thanks to John Quilera, Coach Q, outstanding coach, better human being. We appreciate him joining us, even though he was like sort of incognito there half the time, you know. He was half face, not two-face, half face. But thanks to Coach Q. Thanks to our producer, Chris Lackner. We hope you all have a very safe and happy Memorial Day weekend. The weather continues to be fine and will continue to be fine, it looks like, for Championship Week, which we will have a courtesy of First National Bank here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. I'm Don Rebel. Take care, everybody. Enjoy the holiday. We'll talk to you next week. It's the Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.